Welcome back to NewsRant Finance for Thursday evening, August 13, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsrant.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Ecotel continues stable business development in the first half of 2026. Ecotel continued its stable business development in the first half of 2026, with group revenue increasing by 14.7% to €65.4 million. EBITDA improved to €3.7 million, while EBIT rose to €1.5 million. Positive free cash flow and net financial assets amounting to €1.4 million showcase the company's strong financial position.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neont Technologies Holdings Inc. 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neont Technologies Holdings Inc. 2Q26. The clinical setup for NTHI has improved significantly, with Neont 100 showing positive phase 2 results and Neont 212 gaining regulatory clarity. Neont 100 met primary endpoints with a 48.9% PFS and 26.09 months median OS, with no major toxicities reported. FDA alignment for a potential registrational program is the next step, as the company plans to request a Type B meeting.
Investor news breaks: Movie Capital Solutions app appoints Steve Kahn as managing director. Moody Capital Solutions has appointed Steve Kahn as managing director, focusing on capital raising and advisory engagements for growth companies. With over 30 years of experience in corporate finance, equity research, and strategic advisory, Kahn has facilitated more than $300 million in microcap corporate finance transactions. He holds Series 24, 62, 63, and 79 securities licenses and is the author of the book Microcap Magic. For more information, visit Moody Capital's website. Billion Dollar Breaks: G Mining Ventures Corp. reports Q2 revenue of $157.10 million, selling 37,439 ounces of gold at $4,197 per ounce. Gold production rose 16% to 36,845 ounces, with net income hitting $72 million. The company maintains its 2026 gold production guidance of 160,000 to 190,000 ounces, with construction on schedule for the Oko project, aiming for first gold in late 2027.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRant Finance podcast. As a reminder, NewsRant curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsrant.com to read all of today's news.